All right, good morning, guys. It's your girl Ash back with Mission from God, the podcast. So over these next 9 months or so, I'll be doing like a recap of what I'm learning in school. So I'm going through the Downline Institute program, and so we cover the whole Bible from Genesis through Revelation within the 9 months. And so each week I'm just going to do like a little recap of what I learned for that week and kind of like my relay the message teaching moment. So yeah, just bear with me, and that's really what you guys can expect from me every week. And then there may be like some other little sidebar little episodes, but obviously they'll probably be titled something different, just so you know. But yeah, so we're just really gonna jump into this week or last week, whatever we went over last week. And that first topic that we're really gonna just go into and dive into is Romans 12 is that first little bit that we're gonna go over, and kind of like touch the majority of Romans, or really just the beginning of Romans. Let's see. So if we go to Romans 12, verse 1, it starts off with, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." So jumping right in, something that I heard while I was in class was this thing, and it was new to me, so maybe it's gonna be new to some of you guys as well. But they were saying, whenever you hear the word therefore, you always ask the question, what is it there for? And I was like, okay, this is new to me. But so we were talking about it, and we went over the first verse, and it really was like standing out. So we're talking about in this verse to present yourself fully. So you're living, our bodies are a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. This is our reasonable service. And that's the King James Version, but I'm going to go into the NLT because that's just, that's my cup of tea. Okay. But it's basically saying the same thing. It says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." So I like that little twist, that little spiel, and just something that I really just want to like dive into is God is not going to stop you from your sinful ways. Like, literally, like, you have free will. Like, he's not. But in this text, he's talking about we are the living sacrifice to God. So, yeah, that was the little spill when it was talking about therefore. What is it there for? And so I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, so I do want to just dive right on down. I'm trying to go over my notes and get like a feel of like how I want things to flow on here. So just bear with me because it's my first episode of this whole like trying to like reteach like the topics and stuff that we talked about. So just bear with me, like literally. Come on. Computer is going slow, so let me just pull out my Bible that I actually had in class, because that's the only way we gonna get everything situated. So we are in Romans. I'm just trying to flip through. Come on, let's see. I'm trying to dive into Romans. Let's go to Romans 7 and let's see, I think it was 18 through 19. And this is gonna be about, you know, the struggling with sin. So, like, we're supposed to be presenting ourselves as this living sacrifice, okay? So we're doing that through the way that we live our lives. We're supposed to completely, like, commit ourselves to him, right? And so, come on. I wanted to use my computer because I can go back and forth from the different versions, but it's trying to play me. So my Bible is NLT, so we're just going to go through there. Starting at verse 18, it says, "And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway." All right. And so here, I want to say it's Paul that was speaking. And basically, he's going through, he's like, what I want to do, I don't do. And then what I do want to do, I basically saying, like, I know what's right. And I want to do what's right, but I'm not doing what's right. And I'm doing wrong, basically. So he's just like, basically saying, everything I want to do, I don't do. And then what I don't want to do, I do. And I know it's wrong, but I'm still doing it, right? And so here, this is just talked about, like, the struggling with sin and, like, the temptation front, with the temptation of sin, and basically how you have to check your heart. So, like, if you're really, like, sitting there, you're enjoying sin, and, like, you're just like, I'm having the time of my life, I'm living my best life, then there needs to be, like, a heart check. Like, what's up? Like, what's really happening? Like, what's the deal? Like, then they're from your heart you speak, right? And from your heart, that's where your actions really come to play. Like, you're doing, basically what he's saying is that's your heart's posture. And so that's really where you need to check your heart. If you're struggling, you need to check your heart. And sometimes you just have to realign yourself and get back with God. I'm trying to see, I'm going to jump on down to, y'all, because I'm using my Bible, so let's see. I'm going to jump down to Romans 8. Let's see, Romans 8 and 5. And it says, "Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit." And so this just goes back to, like, we need to think, we need to talk, we need to memorize, we need to meditate on the Word of God, right? So that just goes back to that heart's posture. Like, you have to have the Word of God hidden on the inside of your heart. And so a lot of times, just to live by that Spirit, you have to find ways to shut the world out. You have to find ways to get that quiet time. You have to really be intentional. And something that I wrote down that he was talking about was, when he was talking about anxiety and fear means that you lack trust and faith in God. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, because not you coming for me. So anxiety and fear means you lack trust and faith in God. And so that's really just, like, another thing I'm like, have to rein it back in. It's like, okay, well, let me go check my heart, because if I feel this anxiety and I feel this fear, that means something right. Like, I'm not in the Word, or I'm not meditating on the Word. Like, I'm not thinking about the Word. I'm not creating that quiet time, because sometimes you just have to create that time. You have to make that time, because sometimes the world just seems like it's always something to do, or it's always this and that. So that's really what I went back on. So it says, if you're dominated by the sinful nature, dominated, that word really just stuck out for me. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. So your mind is steadily on sinful things. But it says, those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So I'm changing my mind. And that goes back to that verse when it talks about the renewal of the mind. So in order to not be dominated by sinful nature, you must, what does it say? Those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. But also, peep that. It says controlled by the Holy Spirit. That means that there had to have been a transformation that happened in your life, and you surrendered yourself to the Holy Spirit in order to be controlled by it. That's when you start to think about things that please the Spirit, and you're no longer dominated by the sinful nature that you used to live in. And so that's from Romans 8:5 is what we're talking about there. And so it's just like thinking about all of this. This is just basically like that. Therefore, like, we're supposed to present ourselves fully as living and holy sacrifices. And this is just like the preface of like everything. Just like that beginning of like discipleship is literally giving yourself to God. Like, and that's really all this whole time is. I don't really want it to be like super long and y'all just feel like I'm just giving you a whole like sermon, but it's just like a quick little like overview of like some quick little like nuggets, some little things that I talked about, some things that I got from the lessons. And so then I'll go over just briefly, and you guys can like study this. I just challenge you guys to study this and go into depth in like these chapters and scriptures and stuff like that. And so let's see, I do just want to add some of my notes from the chapters. So Romans chapter 6, it talks about freedom from bondage to sin. So we're dead to sin now. That's what that whole chapter is about, right? So we talked about this idea, and I'm just going to go over my notes really fast. And then, like I said, just challenge you guys to read the chapter. Dead to sin and a slave to God. It's not a heaven card. Like, you can't, like, it's like now, okay, I'm saved, and now I just have this heaven card, and boom, like, I can just show this heaven card. Like, that's not, no, like, that's not how it works. And that's literally a lie. It's not just like, oh, I got the heaven card, like, I'm good, you know, and now you're just free to go off and sin countless times. And it's like, oh, well, God's gonna forgive me, and like, his grace and mercy covers me. Like, that's not what it is. It says, I said, although God doesn't condemn us, it's not a get out of jail free card. So like, we're not just going to be like busting out, oh, well, I got the heaven card, like, I'm saved, like, I can do whatever because God going to come and he going to save the day for me. Like, no, it says, and I also put in there, it says we need a purity of the heart. And so like, that goes back to like changing our thinking, being controlled by the Holy Spirit, right? And so that purity of the heart, that's our freedom right there. That's our joy. And so it's not just an external Christ thing. So it is a internal change that needs to be taking place. It's not just that, oh, well, I'm saved, got my heaven card, I was, you know, baptized, I'm this, and I'm done. Like, I don't have to do nothing else. Like, my works are done here. Like, no, like, that's literally just the beginning. And so it's not like, oh, we just need to be living for Christ on the outside, but on the inside, or in behind closed doors, we're just doing whatever we want to do, and we're not Christ-like. It's just like an external like appearance. Like, that's not what God intended for us. So don't misconstrue like the whole, oh, well, you know, I got Jesus, like, I'm saved, I believe in God, like, that's not enough. Like, your works, like, are you presenting yourself fully, like, living and holy sacrifices? So that just really just goes back to Romans 12:1, when he was talking about, are you presenting yourself? And then, like I said, in the other verse, when it says controlled, like, to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, but you first have to give yourself fully as you're living and present yourself acceptable as a living and holy sacrifice. So, like I said, that's just like the whole like overview. Of course, we went through Romans 1 through 12, but I'm trying to, like, condense, like, everything into, like, one little quick video or video podcast, and so I can't really go fully into depth about everything, because I'm just trying to give you a little overview, but, it, basically, Romans 1 through 11 shows God's mercy. In chapter 1, we see man's rebellion, and so we see where we're stuck in our own ways. In chapter 2, it talks about how the Jews were condemned, and so that just brings back the question is, like, where's your heart? Is your, and, like, your heart is the judge. Like, he's gonna weigh your heart. Like, he's looking at your heart. He's not looking at, like, the things that you portray to the world. Like, he's looking at your heart. So, like, that just goes back into, like, checking your heart. Like, do you enjoy sin? And then I just put, like, all people are condemned. Like, we all are. Like, and then chapter 3 goes into the all men are condemned. And basically, then in that chapter, it talks about how it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And yeah. Let's see. And then it talks about the just and the justifier. So then chapter 4 was talking about justified by faith. Chapter 5 was peace with God. So I wrote in there, it says, in our sinful ways, we don't climb back up to righteousness. God comes down to us and brings us back to glory. He did for us while we were still sinners. So there's literally, like, nothing that we can do. Like, we can't climb back up. Like, we can't, like, do all these good works to just be back in righteousness. Like, God literally paid the price for us. Like, he literally, every time, like, he comes down to us and he picks us back up and he brings us to glory. That's why we sing those songs like, you're worthy of it all. Like, you get the glory. Like, because this is nothing that Ashley can do. It's nothing that any of us can do. Like, that's only God. And then I went over chapter 6, being free from sin. We talked about that. Chapter 7 is, like, the struggle with sin. We talked about that when we were talking about Romans 7, 18 and through 19. And then chapter 8 was the living by the Spirit. We went over that as well in Romans 8, 5. When I was just saying, like, you know, we have to be intentional and controlled by the Holy Spirit. And don't take those things negatively, because I feel like you can. And I, you should just really honestly count it all joy, because, like, in your own strength, you will fail every time. But if you just submit your ways to God and let the Holy Spirit control you, you'll no longer be dominated by those sinful things. Anywho, so this is just, like, the preface. Just really take it back to Romans 12. And I just want to end it on that one, just because, I just want to end that on that again. This is a, let me go to Romans 12. And then I'm also just gonna go down a little bit further. So I'm gonna read 1 through 2. And then that's really gonna be it for this week. Well, last week. And then I'll just do another recap for this week, actually. And yeah. So Romans 12, I'm going to read 1 and 2 from the NLT version, just as a little sum up. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And just in that, I just want to go into a brief little prayer. Lord, I just want to thank you for this gathering. Just thank you for this podcast, for the vision, for just leading the way in my life every day. And I pray that this touches someone. I pray that you go on before me and bless a whole bunch of people by this podcast. I pray that even if it just touches one person, that they're inspired to go along on this journey as well, and just to get to know you better. And I just honestly just want to pray that we continue to show the way and continue to make disciples and just do your will, And I just pray that my life is a living testament to that, and that someone sees you in me, Lord. And I just pray that people just continue to follow you and leave the world. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Have a great day, guys. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. I don't know yet what day, like what study day is going to be on. I'm leaning towards Fridays, just because I have class on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then I'm just thinking like Fridays would probably be a good little median. But yeah, so we'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.